CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references can be found in the script either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS news for Sunday the 28th of August 2022. Get ready for the transatlantic tests. National Radio Centre contacts the ISS. GB3HA back on the air in Northumberland. The RSGB is hosting the transatlantic centenary tests on the HF bands for the entire month of December 2022. This is to commemorate the centenary of the achievement of amateur transatlantic communication during the tests that were held between 1921 and 1923. Unlike the test of the 20s, which consisted of one-way communication, the 2022 test will encourage worldwide two-way communication with UK and Crown dependency-based stations. For those activating special stations, there'll be a series of awards available. With the assistance of Ofcom, the RSGB has reactivated five call signs that it held in the 1920s. These historic call signs will be activated by RSGB members and clubs. You can read more about the original transatlantic tests and how to participate in 2022 on the RSGB website under transatlantic tests. RSGB National Radio Centre volunteer Steve 2E0YBJ was able to show the visiting public a live radio contact with the International Space Station using GB3RS. He was using the demonstration station at the NRC running SAT-PC-32. This is used to track Earth low-orbit satellites and, more recently, the onboard ISS repeater. Steve put his success down to two factors: the excellent NRC station setup and the fact that the ISS approaches the UK from the west. This enables UK stations to see the ISS before its communication footprint passes over mainland Europe. It was an unexpected treat for the Bletchley Park visitors, a super result for Steve, and a first for GB3RS. The Northumberland 2-metre repeater GB3HA was operational again, serving the northeast of England. To celebrate the switch on, a short check-in net will be held on Tuesday the 30th. The 30th of August at 7:30 p.m. Net controller will be Roy M0TKF. And all radio amateurs within the repeater coverage are welcome to call it for in for a quick hello. Please check GB3HA page on qrz.com for frequencies and access information. NASA is well known for communicating with astronauts on space missions, but radio amateurs may also contact NASA centres around the world. Until the end of this year, NASA will mark several past and present day key milestones. NASA amateur radio clubs at the agency's centres will support facilities across the United States. NASA amateur radio clubs at the agency's centres and support facilities across the United States plan to participate with NASA on the air special event stations. Look out for events to celebrate the Artemis launch over the next few days. The 22nd of September is National Astronomy Day, and special event stations will be on the air for that as well. To learn more about NASA and on-air events, go to nasaontheair.wordpress.com. The crossband voice repeater and APRS node aboard the International Space Station can now be used simultaneously. The FM repeater uplink is 145.990 MHz, and a 67 Hz PL tone is needed to activate the downlink transmitter on 437.8 MHz. APRS and packet radio uses 145.825 MHz for uplink and downlink. The Columbus module radio uses the callsign NA1SS, and the new service module radio uses the callsign RS0ISS. Both radios are expected to be operational at all times, except during school contact, spacewalks and docking manoeuvres. The operational state of the ISS ham radio station can be found on the ARIS website, which is ariss.org. Now for details of events and rallies, please send your rally news as soon as possible to Radcom at rsgb.org.uk. We'll publicise the event in Radcom, GB2RS and online. Today, Sunday the 28th, the Milton Keynes ARS Rally will be held at the Irish Centre, Manor Fields, Watling Street, Bletchley, MK2 2HX. There's on-site free car parking, catering and disabled facilities, entry £3. Doors open 9 a.m. See mkars.org.uk for more. The Torbay Annual Communications Fair takes place today the 28th at Newton Abbon Racecourse, Devon, TQ12 3AF. Doors open at 10 a.m. with disabled visitors gaining access at 9:30. It's an indoor event and plenty of free parking on site. There'll be a bring and buy as well as an RSGB bookstall. Catering will be available on site. Tomorrow, Monday the 29th, the HARS Annual Rally will be held at Erngulf Academy, St Neots, BE192SH. Gates open 9 a.m, free car parking, bring and buy as well as indoor and outdoor stalls. Catering is available on site. Talking on 145.550 MHz using GX0HSR. More at hunts-hams.co.uk. Date for your diaries now. Church and Chapels on the Air takes place on Saturday the 10th of September between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Stations will be mainly operating on 2014 80-metre bands, usually SSB. If you'd like to register your special event station, email John, G3XYF, at jhwresdell@gmail.com. The latest list of stations taking part can be found at wackrel.org. Special event news, GB1SAK will be active from the International Kite Festival at Lytham St Anne's on the 2nd, 3rd and 4th of September, using SSB and CW, mostly the 40 and 20 metre bands. The station will use a variety of wire antennas supported by kites. Further details on qrz.com. DX News IK5WWA will be operating from the island of La Maddalena, EU041, between the 1st and 13th of September. Using 80 to 2 metre bands, he will use the special call sign IM0M. This operation also qualifies for the Italian Islands Award. QSL details on qrz.com. Keith, GU6EFB, will be active as GJ6EFB from Jersey, EU013, from the 29th of August. 29th of August to the 1st of September. He'll be using SSB via the QO100 satellite in his spare time. QSL via Logbook of the World Direct or via the Bureau to GU6EFB. Col, MM0NDX, and Jonathan, MM0OKG, will be active as OY stroke call sign from the Faroe Islands. EU018, between the 1st and the 5th of September, they'll operate on various bands and modes using vertical antennas next to the sea, QSL EB7DX. Now for contest news, the CQ Ritty Op WW Ritty contest has its second season of activity between 1200 and 2359 UTC today, the 28th using Ritty only on the 1.8 to 28 megs bands where contests are allowed. The exchange is signal report and 4-digit year of your first license. The Worldwide DigiDX contest ends its 24-hour run on 1200 UTC today the 28th. Using FT4 and FT8 on the 1.8 to 28 megs bands, where contests are allowed, the exchange is your 4-character locator. Next weekend is a busy one for contests. RSGB HF SSB field day runs from 1300 UTC on Saturday the 3rd to 1300 on Sunday the 4th, using 3.5 to 28 megs bands. The exchange is signal report and serial number. The IARU Region 1 field day runs for the same 24-hour period as the RSGB HF field day, using SSB only, 3.5 to 28 megs bands where contests are permitting. Exchange is signal report and serial number. 144 megs trophy contest also runs for 24 hours next weekend from 1400 UTC on the 3rd of September, using all modes. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. The All Asian DX contest runs for 48 hours, starting 0000 UTC on the 3rd of September. SSB only on the 1.8 to 28 megs bands. Exchanges, signal report and your age, but ladies may opt for 00. On Saturday the 3rd of September, the CW Ops CW Open contest runs for 24 hours. From 0000 UTC, CW only, 1.8 to 28 megs bands. The exchange is the serial number and your name. There are 3 4-hour sessions in this contest. Next Sunday, the 4th of September, the 5th 144 Megs Backpacker Contest runs from 1100 to 1500 UTC. All modes, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Worked All Britain 144 Megs QRO Contest takes place on Sunday, the 4th of September, 1000 to 1400 UTC. The exchanges report serial number and WAB square, if applicable. For the full rules, please see the WAB website. Entries for the contest to the contest manager by the 14th of September. Now, the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. They write, there was a welcome upturn in ionospheric propagation this week, with much DX being worked. While the solar flux index remained in the low hundreds, quieter geomagnetic conditions with KP index of 1 or 2 helped a lot. We're also heading towards September and better propagation conditions as the ionosphere cools down, resulting in more monatomic elements and fewer diatomic ones. The monatomic elements in the ionosphere are easier to ionize, so MUFs go up accordingly. Along with daytime critical frequencies above 6 megs, we have seen the 4-metre opening up to a shorter distance too, sometimes down to 100 kilometres, but mainly in the range of 100 to 500 k. Over longer distance, there have been reports of some choice DX workable, including KH6KB in Hawaii on 17 metres, CW, 9V1YC in Singapore on 12 metres, FT8 and A35JP in Tonga on 15 metres, FT8. As long as the KP index stays low, we can expect a lot more like this over the coming months. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index may climb a little, perhaps ending the week in the range of 110 to 116. Geomagnetic conditions are unlikely to be as good next week, with the 27th of August being the most disturbed with the predicted KP index of 4. A large coronal hole is moving to be Earth-centric on Friday, although it's largely at one of the sun's poles. This means that any fast solar wind might be directed away from Earth, but we could get a glancing blow late on Sunday or early Monday. Watch for a rise in KP index and a general lowering of the MUF if it does. VHF and up, the end of last week finally brought some heavy rain and thunderstorms to some eastern areas and weakening weather fronts to the northwest. This may have given some rain scatter opportunities, but only temporarily. As we head through this weekend, high pressure starts to rebuild over the UK and will dominate the weather over the British Isles over the coming week. This will make Tropo a principal player for the next week in early September. It's still plenty warm enough that inland areas could see the temperature inversions breaking down during the daytime heating, so for best results, make the most of the night time and early morning lifts. We may have a few days left when sporadic heat could occur from before the transition away from high summer weather patterns, but it's getting much harder to find now. Focus on 10 metres or perhaps even 6 digital modes for best results, and of course check the usual DX clusters. Don't forget aurora and meteor scatter modes. However, this week these modes will be overshadowed by the tropo characteristics as the high builds. Moon declination goes negative again late Monday, so shortening moon windows this week. Path losses continue to fall through the weekend. 144 megs sky noise is low until next weekend. That's it from the propagation for this week, and it's all from me also until next week.